and get sad and stuff.
I hear voices and voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine of this sin, reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
I think that last bit there was not for here. Hi, world! How is it going there? Dazzy?
I'm doing fabulous. I just started school again.
What school?
Some place where you go to sit around and talk and learn.
Oh, I thought that's what this place was.
No, this is more entertaining than school.
Really?
Yeah.
You can't possibly be correct on that. I don't think that's possible. You learn more here than you will ever learn anywhere else in the world. I know this.
I learn better here.
Precisely. We learn about stuff and things. And what's tonight's show about? Random!
Everything under the sun?
Ooh, I like that song.
That's a good song.
Yes. Yeah. Everything you can possibly even think of coming up and saying something about is a song somewhere.
Awesome.
I thought so. So I don't know about everybody in the chat room, and I see there's some Moofies, some Woogles, and some other Woogies. I don't know where these guys come from.
Smoochies, too.
Smoochies.
Don't forget the smoochy lips.
We got some smoochy lips, too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We got a Woogle cake, some Moofy goo, and some smoochy lips.
Well, let's see if I can get into the chat room again. Oh, I can get in now.
Yay.
Let me just type in so that I can be interactive and creative and la-di-freaking-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Uh-oh, one of them changed to a zombie Zach.
That would be me.
Woohoo!
So, you know bunnies. You know where they are?
I thought we left them with you in Canada. Somewhere up in Canada.
Well, everywhere in Canada. Everywhere. And they're carnivorous.
You let them go again, didn't you?
Oh, hell yes. Have to. They have to have the freedom to enjoy a little bit of space and walking around. Oh, my goodness. Alden. I know Alden. I think I know Alden. I think I do know Alden. I'll find out soon when he replies. Yeah. So, tonight's show is going to be very random. I'm going to try and be so EW that even EW is going to say, what?
So are you going to have some great, what is it?
Segways.
What does he do? Segways. Segway. Yes.
I'm not going to segue. I'm going to hit you with a stick and walk away.
Oh.
I don't segue. I hit with a stick and walk away. You know? So today, this week, I've had a crappy week. My computer freaking died on me.
No.
I'm going to turn it into a zombie computer.
Send your zombies after it.
Oh, my zombies are already with it. My zombies are taking this pucker. And I said pucker, not another word that rhymes with that one. Because this is a femp, mostly kind of, maybe, family inspired. Well, not inspired. Inclined
some
to...
Some families consume. May listen.
Great. More families? I can consume them. So, and then my air conditioning wasn't working yesterday. That made me very sad.
Ooh, was it hot yesterday too?
It kind of cacked out at night, so it's kind of warm in the evening, and I had to let it stay off all day. So when I come back home, it's like, oh my God, it's hot in here. So fortunately, it popped on. It was because of all the humidity yesterday. We had major rainstorms.
Oh, yes, yes. I drove in rain yesterday to get back from, I was in Detroit for the Detroit Jazz Festival.
You went and saw some jazz?
I went and saw some jazz this weekend. It was awesome. And then we were driving home to so I could get to my first day of school on time, and it was raining. I have no air conditioning in my car. I have three windows, and so I have, like, 370 air conditioning, three windows open, 70 miles an hour. Yeah. Yeah, it was not fun.
So do you have big hair? Did it, like, blow all over the place and go, ah, scraggle, 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 I'm going
to
eat them all.
Well, it was raining, too, so it's like you had to have the windows up because it was raining, but then it was like you had to have them down because it's hot in the car because there's no air conditioning.
So you got wet.
Yeah, it was no fun.
Well, could have been worse. You could have been driving with the sunroof open.
No, we kept the sunroof closed.
Soaked, I say. Soaked.
We did not do that.
So, back to my computer being down. We're experimenting with new technologies. Isn't this cool?
Yay, technology.
If I really wanted to, I could be walking around right now and I could yabber my patootie off if I really wanted to.
Don't you love new technology?
I love technology.
All those smartphones, and you can go anywhere, and you're on Skype.
Yes.
Pretty.
Well, you have to be in a Wi-Fi zone.
Yes.
You have to be in a Wi-Fi zone. Because to run this on 3G, whoa. I do know Alden. Excellent. I thought that was the same Alden I knew. Alden is from the Library of the Living Dead. He's one of the guys that hangs out there. It's a forum for all things zombie that you could possibly think of.
Yay!
Playground. Thanks for dropping by, Alden.
That's awesome.
Oh, and look, Alan just popped in too.
Good evening, Alan.
Hi, Alan. Did you bring encyclopedias today? Wait. Look up squirrels that dance. No, don't do that. Actually,
I'm kind of afraid to.
Really? Come on, squirrels that dance. That's got to be funny.
Okay.
Squirrels in my pants? No. I don't think I'll look at that. But squirrel dance? Oh, my God. Jazzy, I've got a link. I'm putting it on your page. I swear to God.
I'm afraid.
As you should be.
You're putting it on my Facebook?
Yes, I am going to put it on your Facebook because it's freaking funny. Let's see. I got to go over there. Got to hit the buttons. What's free? Hey, wait a sec. EW's talking about something for free. Ooh, look.
Yeah,
into it on there for free.
Well, you can listen to the TMV Cafe on TuneIn.com. It's an app that you put on your smart devices, and it's completely free. I have it on my iPod, so that if I don't have a computer, I can still listen to the TMV Cafe.
See? Now, that's called a segue. Now, that was a good, smooth segue, too, because, you know, we're talking about technology. And then we'll go and flip on that segue and keep that segue moving, too. And you've got a show about technology. What's that about?
I have a show with a couple of friends of mine, Minkus and James, and we talk about all sorts of technology, phones, different types of internet servers that are out there, and anything that is like technology, TVs, cameras, all that good stuff. We even talk about video games, and it's called Tech Hazard.
So it's hazardous tech.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. So later after the show, you now have something to look at on your Facebook page. And you know what? I'm going to go crazy, and I'm going to put it on a couple of other people's pages, too. Because I am evils like that. Now, don't go look at it now, Jazzy.
Don't. Come on.
It's a surprise. You got to look at it later.
Oh, I want to watch it.
No. You gotta wait.
I wanna click.
No, don't. I am forbidding you from it. And now I'm going to share it for everybody else in the rest of the world to watch it too.
Woohoo!
Because, you know, I'm special. I like to share.
Sharing is caring.
Oh, did you read some of my posts?
No.
I say that a lot.
Oh. I mean, I read your posts, yeah, but, like, I don't remember seeing that in your post. I remember as a kid, sharing is caring.
I'm answering, actually, what the hell am I talking about? This is a two-way conversation thingy that I can have in both a audible format as well as the text format. To answer Alden's question, what is the procedure to get a copywritten song on the station? It's called, if it's covered under a BMI license, we're allowed to play it because the station pays into a licensing firm called BMI, and anything that's under their list is something that can be played legitimately because the... Oh, wait. Why are we not hearing anything? Refresh. Jazzy, you still with me?
Sound? I'm still with you.
Okay, because it looks like
I'm going to mute and turn on my sound to see if I hear something. So keep chit-chat.
I'm going to chit-chat. And I'm going to say, there's nothing else.
I'm apparently having a refresh.
Are we still there? Are we?
There's music.
There's music.
There's music on the station.
There's music on the station?
Do what?
Well, we're still recording, right?
Yes.
So we can continue on with the show.
We are, and I will... wow. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, we'll continue with the show. Continue with the recording. And we'll cut and edit that bit out so that nobody else hears it and says, hey, what the hell? Well, you know, it's technology and stuff happens.
Hey, technology.
So, we're going to talk about zombies today? No, screw it. I'm not talking about zombies today. We're going to talk about comic books today? No, screw it. I'm not going to talk about comic books today. We're going to talk about cookies? I want a cookie.
Jazzy? You can have a cookie.
Jazzy, do you have any cookies?
Here you go.
I want some cookies. Cookies.
What kind do you want?
Chocolate chip.
What about some snickerdoodles?
They're okay. They got too much, sounds like, cinnamon. And I like the cinnamon. Cinnamon good. Oh, you know what? Rest of show, I speak like this. I'd be stupid fucking, stupid voice. Yeah. I'm going to move from stupid voice. No, I'm not. Okay. Maybe. I've had a little bit of sugar this morning, today.
Just a little?
A little bit.
Are you sure?
Surprisingly enough, not as much as usual. But yeah, I had some. So we'll let EW continue to figure out if there isn't any actual technical glitches going on in the audio stream. However, I want to continue on with what we were talking about. What were we talking about, Jazzy?
I don't remember. Dancing squirrels and tech hazard and... Yes.
So, technology is cool. Now, so we're familiar with what zombies are, right? Are you familiar with what cyborgs are?
Aren't cyborgs like computer people? Like,
well, technically
kind of like robots, but
technically the abbreviation stands for cybernetic organism, marrying machine and organic thingies together. So to try and put something together with a something and make it another something. So cyborgs in popular literature, oh my, is usually a man or a person, even a woman. It could be a woman, you know. Could be a woman as well as a man. Either way, joined together with a component that is either robotic, computer-related, or mechanical. So... technically speaking, you see somebody who's a paraplegic, and they have a brand new leg, which is not human, which is any of a combination of from a stick to a full-on working, look, holy crap, that guy can run. He's a cyborg. So cyborgs are cool.
See, what I was trying to say was exactly what Randy said. Part human, part robot.
No, he said part Robert.
But then he corrected it to say robot.
No, he was talking about the sound of your voice. It sounds like a robot.
Wait, I sound like a robot?
No, you sound like a jazzy.
Okay, good.
Jazz hands!
Jazz hands!
And as Alan says, if you are part Robert, you need to get some help now.
There are medical professions out there that can help you for that, Alan. No,
there are not.
There aren't?
No, you need help.
Then how do you get help for it?
Big axe. Cut it off.
Oh. Okay. Wait, I'm a jazzy bot?
Apparently. Ooh, does that mean I'm a ZZ bot? ZZ
bot? I don't know. What do you think, Alan?
Coming to gum and to get ya, ZZ bot, ZZ bot. That's me. Although if you're in Canada, it's a ZZ bot. That's me. I am the original ZZ bot, coming live through the magic of the internet on this little audio space that we call TMV Cafe. Yeah, I think I did eat a little bit of too much sugar today.
How many cookies have you eaten today?
4.
Alan says you're a zombie with a USB port.
More than one. I have a 30-pin USB port, too. Ooh.
I'm not going to ask.
And I've got eSATA, and I've got FireWire 8, and I've got... No, I don't have Thunderbolt on this one. That makes me sad. I don't have Thunderbolt. I'm going to have to get Thunderbolt.
Now, what's Thunderbolt?
Thunderbolt is a... Oh, the tech person is asking me what Thunderbolt is. Thunderbolt is a Mac proprietary interface that allows both the communication of power and data. And it operates at the same speed or faster than eSATA, which operates or faster at the same speeds as FireWire 800, which operates at the same speeds or faster than FireWire 400, which operates or speeds same fast as yada, 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 yada.
See, you have a Mac. I have a PC. I'm not the biggest techie tech on my show. I have other techies to make me look smarter.
Well, techies are always good to have. You know, it's good in the... Oh, you know what happens? If the apocalypse comes, it's going to be good to have some technicians with you.
Oh?
Yes, because then you'll be able to get the generators working. Get us back online, Scotty! Get the engines running and we can get the hell out of here, mine. As it were. So, after we've already conquered the planet with our cyborg armies, we're going to take the evil, deranged zombie squirrels and we're going to hit Atlantis and Disneyland.
We're going to Disney?
Yes.
Yay!
Zombie squirrels.
Yay!
They're going to go very quietly, because that's what they do. And they're going to eat all the popcorn. So I've decided I'm not eating popcorn anymore.
So the zombie squirrels are going to eat all the popcorn?
Yep.
But what if I want popcorn?
You may follow the zombie squirrels.
I don't want it after they eat it. I'd rather have it before they eat it.
Then you'll just have to run faster than them.
I'll distract them with... Ow. I don't know what with.
Not with cookies, because they don't want cookies. They want popcorn.
Alan killed some zombies on Saturday.
I know, and I told him it was okay, because he apologized. And I said, you know what? It's okay. We always have more. So, you know what movie's coming out that I'm excited about?
It wouldn't be a zombie movie, would it?
No.
Oh.
It's The Flute in the Garden.
The Flute in the Garden?
Yes, It's a touching story of a young man and his girlfriend and the flute that they enjoyed listening to for hours upon hours upon hours, while the leaves from the trees in the background just went, ooh, do-do-do-do-do, ooh, do-do-do-do-do.
Aw, sounds like a sweet movie.
And then Rambo shows up and runs across, and Chuck Norris shows up, and then there's bullets and explosions and evil monster demonic beasts from hell that are running all over the place going, wah, 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 wah.
Wait, you're excited for September 25th too?
What are you guys excited for on September 25th?
A release of a video game.
No, I don't care about that.
Oh, come on!
No, forget
the
that.
The pandas!
Well, I don't need pandas. I eat pandas.
Oh, Annie W. said Avengers on DVD.
Yes, I am very excited about that.
Totally not what I was thinking about. Yes.
No,
Avengers
I
on DVD.
Was actually thinking about something else. I'm waiting for September 14th. And yes, TJ is correct. WoW is dead. Long live WoW! WoW is dead.
No, WoW will come back.
And be zombied.
They already have zombies in there. They have the undead.
I know. The Rise of the Lich King.
Mm-hmm.
No, Resident Evil 5 comes out on September 14th.
See, that's the movie I thought you were going to be excited about.
I am excited about.
But that's the movie I thought you were talking about, and then you said something about a flute.
Well, that was me being hit you with a stick and walk away.
Oh. Not very nice. I don't like being hit with sticks.
Well, I don't think anybody likes being hit with a stick. Well... I take it back. I have heard of some people who do like being hit with sticks.
That's just weird.
Well, there are some weird people in this world. You do need to realize that. Just...
Yeah, yeah.
No, Wolfie, no poking me with sticks. You can poke me with your finger. You can poke me on Facebook. I don't mind that. But a stick...
Can we poke dead things with a stick?
As long as it's not me. Because I'm a dead thing, too. I am a happy little dead thing. Yes, I am. Here is my handle. Here is my stick. I'll poke you with it. No, Randy. No. That'd be bad.
No, I'm talking about, like, dead little critters and stuff. Poking them with a stick. See if they move.
You can. Oh. You can do that. You can do that.
Okay.
They might eat the stick. They might eat the stick, yes. They might. Last
devil monkey!
Where? Don't poke the devil monkey. Dude! No!
That's why
bad.
I just said, devil monkey!
No, actually, EW said, poke the devil monkey, and it's like,
I know.
Whoa!
I know, CZ, and that's why I said, devil monkey! Like Greg does, because he says that word's the moth.
Devil
right?
monkey!
Apparently, that's Pam's pet, or Wolfie's pet.
Really?
The
devil Wolfie monkey? Has a pet named devil monkey?
I don't know.
I want a pet. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to get a goldfish and name him Devil Monkey. Here, little Devil Monkey, Devil Monkey, Devil Monkey. Tap on the glass.
Your fish would be so confused.
Do you think the fish is actually going to hear me?
Fish can hear.
No, they can't.
Yes, they can.
They don't have ears.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They have a tympanum. They don't have ears.
They can hear you tapping on glass.
They can hear the sonic waves of sound, but they can't actually hear them. They feel them. They don't care.
Oh, she has an evil cat named Monkey.
Ooh. Like that?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's amazing. I've never heard cats talk like that.
I think it's a confused cat in that case. What do you think?
I think that cat might have a boomerang and might not come back. Yo. So, back to cyborgs. Cyborgs are useful. Do you know why? You get the best of both parts. The robot and the machine. Wait, no, the people.
I was going to say, I thought a robot was already a machine.
Well, a lot all depends on what kind of machine you're talking about. Are organic machines too, you know.
Oh?
Yes. Then you can have, what is it called? I'm completely glomming on the name right now. Crikey and Cookie Tolls. I cannot remember the name. There is a biosynthetic, it's an equivalent to a biosynthetic name. It's like a organic robot. I'm going to start meditating for a second. Nope, not getting it. Screw it. Moving on. So the squirrels, when they're hungry, they're going to go for the popcorn. Synthroid would be close, but that was more of a paraphrase, numbed something or whatever that somebody used in a movie. I can't remember it off the top of my head. And I'm too lazy to look it up because I'm lazy. Oh, wait, Jazzy. This just in. Earlier today, there were reports of bizarre activity occurring in the town of Kazhin, Russia. Random. Acts of violence and ritualistic mutilation of bodies were reported to have been occurring. Urban pacification teams have been dispatched to the area and report that everything is under control and that there is no cause for alarm.
Whew.
None whatsoever. You know, it's all safe over there in Kazhin, Russia.
So glad it's safe.
And I probably butchered the words and the speaking of the words because I am like, you know, I don't speak a language. I just speak English and the zombie. And,
speak Swedish.
Yes, I went a little Swedish, I went a little German, I went a little Dutch, and I kind of went a little Polish as well in a bit, and then I'm going a little Jewish now, I think. I don't really know what languages it's going towards. It just goes to odd things. I told you, today's show is not going to be so much about the segue. It's going to be much more about the hit you in the head in the back, you know, with the stick, and then walk away. Kind of like a segue gone bad. I don't know. I think I'm going to call this an experimental episode. We don't know what kind of corner call we'll name it. It's just experimental. Let us see what we can do with this thing. This thing? Okay, people in chat room, wake up. I need you to give me a question, and I will answer it. I am the ZZ. I know these things. Uh-oh. Alden is saying he's shutting up his mouth and is not typing. Why is that?
I think he's afraid.
Afraid? Don't be afraid. Speaking the words, giving me a question. Come on, somebody. Give me a question. Hit me! Somebody hit me. What the hell?
Did one of your zombies hit you?
Randy, I know the answer to that question. What city do you live in? Come on, Randy. I'll keep making noise until I get an answer on that question.
You're not making noise, though.
Salt Lake. Oh, well, that's why. Because the squirrels can't get their snowballs.
Will it be possible to use squirrels like snowballs?
Yes. And Randy, the reason you are insane is because you did not take the left-hand turn at Albuquerque. I'm just saying.
Mm. That could drive one insane.
Yes. And you know what's crazy? Do you know how much I love technology?
A lot?
A whole crap load. I'm actually multitasking in another chat at the same time.
Who doesn't multitask nowadays?
Seriously? You really want an answer to that? Okay, I'll tell you. My father does not. He doesn't. My mom does not. People I know who are like on the older side. And I'm old. Yeah?
Is ZW's brain over there?
No.
He lost it.
I know. I know what happened to it, too.
Oh?
Yes. Wolfie has it. She fed it to the tribal monkey!
Sorry, W. Devil monkey ate it. And you can't have it back?
Well, you can. You can have... No, EW, you can have the brain back. You just may not like its condition anymore. Condition anymore. Condition anymore. Come on, give me some real questions. Something I can work with. Well, Alden, I'm going to talk about something called trepanning. Because you're talking about dunking brains in soaking coffee. In the Middle Ages, there was this thing. They believed very strongly, and some people still do, that things like headaches and pain in general, up in that general area, is caused by having too much fluid floating around in the drain pan. So what do they do? What do you think they do, Jazzy?
I don't know. Alden says open a hole. I don't even want to think about that. Uh-oh. Let's see if we can get ZZ back. So, yeah. I'll stay away from the coffee there, EW. So, hey, W, can we get some help in here? Because I can't get the phone call back going.
Let's make it a musical break with the song ZZ picked. And while that's happening, we'll try to get him back. How about that?
That sounds wonderful.
All right. And here's the song ZZ picked. We'll be right back.
was certainly a fun song there. Oh, yay! We have a ZZ back!
I don't know what happened. My internet decided to say, screw you, man! That's the best way I can describe it. It's, you know what? When we're having things that go on, difficulties, technical glitchy glitches, it always seems to happen when I don't have control over my technology. Damn it. Because this happened the one time before.
I was sitting there, like, calling you, and you're still in the chat room, so I don't know if you saw my messages.
No, I'm actually not in the chat room anymore.
Oh.
I got booked.
I'm seeing you in the chat room, and I was like, private message you, plug in your phone, come back to me on Skype.
No, this wasn't a power thing, because I got actually lots of good use. Now I know how long a Skype call I can go on that. But I think because, as I mentioned earlier, the air conditioning had kicked out, I think the router got a little too warm and was not very happy about that. So I just reset, and I booted it back on. Kicked those squirrels in the nuts, you know? They got nuts.
I'm taking the nuts from them. Well, we listened to the song.
Striper, To Hell with the Devil.
Yeah.
To Hell with the Devil!
Yes,
and I apologize, people, ladies and gentlemen in the chat room and everything else, that the technical difficulties that we experience are those that are just, you know what, hell, screw, shit, sort of happens.
So, we were talking about headaches and...
Oh, yes, because Alden was talking about soaking brains in coffee. What they used to do is there's a surgical procedure... called it that in air quotes, called trepanning. And I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but whatever. The idea being, they drill a little hole in the back of your head and they drain some of the fluid out.
Okay.
Think
EW
about that for
was
a second.
Saying, oh, where is it now?
Oh, I see Alden said something about installing a tap in the cranium.
EW said they prescribe coffee and get you to pee out.
That sounds wrong. Sounds wrong. However, I'm sure that Wolfie would agree with him. I personally cannot. I have never liked coffee.
I don't like coffee either. So they can have all of our coffee.
They can have all my coffee. I'm drinking my Coca-Cola. I like my Coca-Cola. My tasty soda pop. My Coca-Cola. That's me.
What's a soda pop?
What do you mean, what's a soda pop?
What's a soda pop?
It pops about 5 gallons per square inch. Coke, yo. Coke. Coca-Cola.
I know what pop is, but I don't know what the soda pop is you speak of.
Are you being American again?
I'm being Northern.
You're being Northern American again?
As opposed to Southern American, like Texas.
Do they call it soda pop in Texas?
Apparently I'm being nuts. No, they call it soda. I'm just like, what is this soda you're speaking of?
Okay, I call it tasty beverage nectar of the gods, but that's a little long.
Yeah. I'll stick with my water for now.
Tabanugig, that's what I call it.
Oh?
The tasty beverage nectar of the gods. It's a benugging.
Oh, you're abbreviating it.
I'm an abbreviator. Yes. That is what we zombies do. We take our words. We put them in little bottles. Then we take the bottle. We put inside the bottle a small feather. And then we tie the top of the bottle up with a bag. And then in the bag, we poke one hole. Not two. Not three, but one hole. Then we take that bottle with our words as they are inside that bottle, and we pick it up, and we toss it in the stream. Stream of consciousness. The world is an ocean full of streams, and all of those consciousnesses gather together and commingle and become a thought pattern.
Wait, what are we keeping separated?
squirrels.
Oh, we're keeping squirrels separated from EW, right?
No, we're keeping EW separated from the squirrels.
Oh, okay. Good plan.
I thought good so. Plan. I thought it was an effective utilization of the time and efforts and everything else.
Yes.
So what other fun stuff is going on in the world of zombies? Well, you know, Resident Evil. I'm looking forward to that movie. Because Michelle Rodriguez is back. They've got rid of the stupid superpowers. I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be pretty. Oh, you know what movies I watched on the weekend?
What movies did you watch?
Well, I know I watched one. What was the other one? I don't remember what the other one was. What was the other one?
Well, I don't know.
Why not? Why don't you know? Weren't you there?
No, I only saw Canada from across a lake or river or both.
From a wet divide?
Yes, a wet divide.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to see if I can find a note as to what the other movie I watched was. It's going to be very funny because I can't remember what the other movie was. I can remember what one of the movies was. I watched two movies this weekend. Oh, dude. Wolfie. Dude. Dude.
What? The Hunger Games is a good one.
Battleship.
What's wrong with Battleship?
It's horrible. Hi, okay. Alice. I know, Wolfie, you're not a dude, but you know what? I'm just saying, you watched Battleship, and I just had to say, dude. No, I'm seriously like, dude, that movie is horrible.
I don't know. I've only seen previews for it. So.
And that should be enough to tell you it's horrible. Okay, so here's the thing. Spoiler alert for everybody who is included in the spoiler world of, I don't want to know what happens in the movie. I'm going to let you know a little secret here right now, something that happens in the movie. This is why the movie sucks. So, you have a ship, a boat, okay? And, well, no, Rihanna was actually good in the movie. She was the best character. She was the best actor person in the movie. But they got science so awfully wrong. Totally, completely, 100%. And without a doubt, that's no. I'm sorry, that's no.
So they got science wrong? And all that's of it. Why it's bad?
Every single piece of science that they used or even addressed or even tried to even think of using in this movie is wrong. A boat, a ship, in this case, a battleship, going, oh, I don't know, say call it 100 knots an hour, which is fast, okay? And it's chugging along, chugging along, chugging along. It's on the ocean, chugging along, chugging along, chugging. Drop the anchor! Pow! Guess what? It is not going to do a Tokyo Drift slide. What is it going to do? What is it going to do, Jazzy? Come on. I know you may not be science inclined, but what is it going to do?
Slow down and stop eventually.
No, it's not even going to do that. It's going to lose the chain. The anchor will snap off the freaking side of the ship. Or, worst case scenario, it will pull the ship straight down because inertia is going with the anchor. Okay? It'll either rip out the anchor, it'll crash the ship in half, or it will just make it tumble. It is not going to make it do a Tokyo Drift. Looks pretty on screen. Oh, look. See, the ship is doing Tokyo Drift. Ooh. No, not going to do that. No freaking way.
I'm sorry. I'm imagining, like, drag racing and drifting on boats now in my head.
As you should. But, like, every single one of these little occurrences through the movie, every single time, it kept me wanting to say, taking my popcorn and throw it at the screen. It's like, yeah.
Is this why you don't want my eyes out anymore?
No, the reason why I don't want popcorn is I think I ate popcorn at Batman The Dark Knight Rises, and I think I got food poisoning there. Or rather, stomach flu. However, we'll move on. Because I like other munchies anyways better. Popcorn is, what the hell? $11 for a bag of popcorn at the movie theater? I'm not doing that anymore. That's just a big waste of money. But, movie that I did watch this weekend, which, don't judge me. Don't judge.
Okay. Judge.
Are we ready for it?
Maybe.
Look, we've got a Jill who's here for the free pie. I had cake, so I'm okay. Expendables 2. Yes, I watched Expendables 2. Now, I will tell everybody flat out, yes, you must go see the movie. However,
Alice and EW want to see it, so.
However, it is just as bad as you expect it to be. It is one nonstop roller coaster ride of, well, no, that's not the bad part. The explosions are cool, and the gun shooting is cool. It is, as somebody else once was telling me, there is no character exposition here. There is no character development here. This is a movie that is starts with action, yeah. Action, yeah. Action, yeah. Action, yeah. Ends with action, yeah. And that's it. The whole movie is just action. There is no freaking story. Oh, Alice, let me tell you about the Chuck. It did have the Chuck Norris.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Chuck Norris, I saw him in another commercial, and it's like, this is approved by Chuck Norris. I don't remember what the commercial was now.
Who cares? It had Chuck Norris in it.
Right? But it was like, he was endorsed, like, some commercial for some company, and it's like, this is approved by Chuck Norris. I'm like,
Chuck Norris.
You know what
he's doing? He's actually the spokesperson for the Zombie Squirrel Attack Squad.
Is he really?
Yep, totally, 100%. He signed the waivers. I got his signature on it. It's all good. He met the Muppets.
He met the Muppets.
Apparently, according to Alden. Or rather, the Muppets met him.
Him, yep.
Dun, dun, dun. So I don't know if everybody's got it, but this is our experimental show. I hope you all enjoy it. We are now going to zap all of your brains. Please wait patiently. If you feel the need to get up and actually walk to the bathroom for any particular reason whatsoever at this point in time, don't. It will be worse.
Wolfie, it wasn't the WoW commercial I saw. It was something else.
Oh, are you going to actually make me use my Google Foo on you all? I will do it, you know.
I think we're beating you to...
Nope. WPK. Bank. And Mountain Dew.
No, it was the bank one, I think.
Yep. WBK Bank. WBK Bank. I don't know what the hell bank that is. It's a Polish bank?
I don't know, but it's Chuck Norris approved.
That's freaking funny.
It's Chuck Norris approved, so.
How can it be bad, right? Seriously? How can it be bad? If Chuck Norris approves of it, it must be okay.
Right?
Oh my God. That's funny. I can't look at that anymore because it'll just make me laugh too much. Oh, lordy, lordy, I'm over 40. Oh well. We'll deal with that later too. Okay, so. Did we learn anything today, Jazzy? Jazz.
We learn all the time.
But did we learn anything?
Yes. I'm currently learning about rocks in school, but that's not rocks? What we learned today.
Ooh, rocks are neat.
Yeah.
Did you know that you can kill people with rocks?
Mm-hmm.
And did you know that you could kill people with other rocks, too?
Mm-hmm. Did you know?
Yes. No, I didn't know that.
Do you know what the most common mineral on Earth is, Susie?
Carbon.
No, ice.
Ice is not a rock.
It's not a rock. It's a mineral.
Ice?
Ice is a mineral.
Ice is water.
Ice is a mineral. Do I need to find this? Where are my notes? Where are my notes? I have this. The definition of a mineral is it needs to be naturally occurring, which ice is naturally occurring in the world at some places.
Nope. The most common mineral is quartz.
Inorganic? No. I'm telling you, I learned this in school yesterday. Come on.
I'm telling you, I'm looking it up on the internet right now, and quartz is the most common mineral on the planet.
And my teacher would tell you that you're wrong. It's ice.
Your teacher is silly. Yeah, what Alden says. Freeze the water, separate the salt, and make popcorn.
For the squirrels.
It's what we do here in this show. That is why I keep coming back and do this show. It's for the squirrels. Can we hear a hallelujah for the squirrels? Come on, everybody. Put your heads together and say hallelujah, squirrels. We're happy to know ya. Yo, diggity.
Yeah, did you really just say yo, diggity?
I did. I said yo, diggity.
Oh,
dear. And I even used a type of voice I don't normally like to use. However, I did use it, and that is where it went. And do you know what's coming up next, Jazzy?
Chicken. Isn't it Free Pie Night?
No, it's chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken.
Chicken.
We're going to have some chicken.
We're having chicken?
I want some chicken. I want some chicken.
Chicken pot pie?
Chicken. I could do that.
Okay, what is
it? However, Free Pie Night.
And who is EW interviewing on Free Pie Night?
Some person who's a singer and a songwriter, and you know what? I like his first name.
I bet you do. His name's Zach. Brooke.
Zach Brooke. It's like not that Brooke, but Zach Brooke. not like that stream, but Zach Brooke. I like it. And then after Free Pie Night. What do we got?
Mental candy.
I want candy. Pow, pow. I like mental candy. Do you know why?
Because it's candy for the brain.
And it's candy for the brain. Yeah. And what are they doing? They're doing punk music still. Woohoo!
Oh, yeah. Punk music.
Punk music. Punk. Yo, it's music. Alden, if eye candy was at Fan Expo that I went to last weekend. Wow. There was this one girl dressed as Wonder Woman. Her picture's in the paper, too, the local newspaper in Toronto. It was a really good outfit, but I looked down and I noticed what she was wearing on her butt. What she was wearing on her butt was a pair of blue, very blue, men's briefs. She was wearing underwear. And that was the blue portion of her costume for the midriff thing. And I was like,
really?
Oh, damn! That was courageous! Yay, you! And then her friend, because I didn't see her at the show, but I saw her picture in the paper as well, was wearing the exact same men's briefs, but green, and she was dressed up as Robin. It was perfect. I was totally surprised. So, on that note, I think I would like to say, everybody, thank you for coming to our show. We appreciate your time and effort in putting up with our peccadillos and our technical difficulties and my wee bit of
insanity.
And Jazzy, nice person that she is.
Aw, shucks.
Thanks for coming by, and let's roll this back out. EW, play us a song out, sir.